Another interesting study in terms of bevacizumab in the neoadjuvant setting was done by the NCI and Sandy Sween. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this was a study that it was in locally advanced and inflammatory carcinoma patients and essentially started with one cycle of bevacizumab as a single agent to look at some of the biologic correlates and then give bevacizumab in combination with Adriamycin and docetaxel. And this study, of course, was a small study. I think it was about 30 patients or some number of that. And essentially shows that there was biologic activity in terms of decreasing blood flow and decreasing angiogenesis. And of course, there was clinical response, but this was with the addition of chemotherapy. And it's very hard to tell, of course, because the range of clinical response, what would you have expected even with Adriamycin and docetaxel alone? Nevertheless, there is evidence that bevacizumab is active as a single agent and has some biologic correlates on the tumor in terms of angiogenesis. So hopefully that will now pan out in the new adjuvant studies that we're launching.
Our CME group has been dealing with the whole issue of how bevacizumab works for several years. We start out with colon cancer, then breast and lung. And one of the things that came out in Sandy Swain's study was this issue of VEGF receptors on the cell. Any thoughts about that? On the cancer cells themselves?
Yeah, well, we think that that's absolutely true. And we know that that's how some of the small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitors work, by blocking the tyrosine kinase activity of VEGF receptors on the tumor cell as well as the endothelial cell. So I think we don't know for sure what is the exact mechanism of action, and there will be multiple mechanisms of action of bevacizumab in this setting.
And I guess the other thing that came out there, even though it was just a few patients, is what you alluded to before, which is the question of surgical healing.
Yes. Yeah, there were some problems with wound healing, and that's, again, what led us to want to give at least a two-cycle break before we go into any major procedure. And in fact, we prohibit patients from undergoing major reconstructive surgery after mastectomy in this setting because there can be an issue with wound healing.
Interesting.